Okay, we're on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, right at the bottom. It says, yeah, the last word, in fact. Okay, it says Ma'alehu. So Ma'alehu means over here, because when the Kohen did the Hagosha, when he brought the Kli and he touched it, connected the Mizbeach, right? That was on the ground, on ground level. So now when he goes to do the Haktorah, he has to go up to the top of the Mizbeach, and then there's a ramp, so he goes up the ramp. So this is Ma'alehu. He takes it up, so he walks up the ramp. Yeah. Umaktiro. And then he's Maktiro b'Kli Shoris, and he sacrifices it, right? Burns it in a Kli Shoris. The Gemara, that was a quote of the Brisa, says the Gemara, b'Kli Shoris. What, are you gonna burn it in a Kli Shoris? Maktile? As you know, you're gonna melt your gold down. It's an expensive mincha over here. Right? That can't be. So Ella, Ema, rather, we're going to have to adjust this brisa and say the following. Ma'aleu b'kli shoris, you bring it up in the kli shoris, in order lahaktiro. Right? It just means you bring it in a kli shoris in order lahaktiro. And Rashi points out this after you salted it. So you bring it up in a kli shoris, you salt it, and then you maktir it. Okay? Umoilchoi v'noisnul agabi ishim. And you salt it, and you place it upon the flames. We're just bringing a scriptural proof over here. We're three lines down from the top of Tesvav Amud Aleph. Dichzi v'chol korban minchoscha. All of you are korbans, mincha, grain offerings. Timlach lamelach. You've got to put salt on it. Yeah, v'goyma. Now, korba koymates. We said once you brought the koymates upon the Kohen has burnt the koymates on the Mizbeach. Yeah, she'ereha ne'acholim. The remnants, so that's the flour that was left in the first vessel. Right, but which is basically it's about this, you have the shear of flour that you would take challah from. When you take challah at home, right, that amount of flour, yeah, is the same as basically this offering is. So it's about 1.8 kilos, 2 kilos or something like that. So you took out a kemitza of flour, which imagine is only a little bit, right? So the Kohen gets a lot of big, you know, couple of kilos of flour over there. So then, and he can eat them, yeah? Minalan, how do we know he can eat them? Dichsiv, v'hiktira Kohen, the Kohen does the Haktorah, yeah, as Azkara saw. So the Azkara saw is referring to the Komets, I suppose that's the, okay, we're going there. Uchsiv, and it says afterwards, yeah, v'hanuseres, and the remnant, yeah, min mincha, from the mincha, la'aron v'onof, who goes to Aaron and his sons. Now, quoting the Brisa again, it says, Kori v'koimets, when you brought the koimets, so the question is, how much does the koimets have to be burnt until the Kohen is allowed to eat it? The burning of the koimets allows the Kohen to eat, so how burnt? Yeah, Lamar k'da isle. According to this opinion as his opinion, which we are now going to explain. Right, the Itmar, we have a saying, a machlokis, a koimets, me'emasai, from what time, what stage, matter does it permit the shirayim, bechila? Does it permit the remnants to be eaten? We speak a lot in korbanos and in kodshim. We call this called a matir. A matir is the thing that permits something else, right? So if you sprinkle the sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach, yeah, it permits the Kohen to eat the meat. So the dam is matir the meat, right? So with a mincha, the kemitza, when you do the kemitza on the mizbeach, it's matir the shirayim to be eaten. So how burnt does it have to be? So Rebbe Chanina Amar, mishatishloit bo ha'ur. When it's, because it should become, it's basically subject to the ur. It means as long as it took light. It's right. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he needs a larger shear, more burnt. Yeah, mishatotzi su'ur berubo. It needs to be, the majority of it needs to be burnt, which not really so much though, because it's like, I mean, probably a couple of seconds in between over here. But when you burn it, yeah, yes. So the question is, how much burnt does it have to be? Now, we said they can spice it up a bit. And the Kohen can put in the flour to make it tasty, a bit of yayin, a bit of shemen, a bit of davash, whatever you want, right? Except not if you want to do chometz. How do you know that? Yeah, my time, how do you, what's the reason that you're allowed to, like, spice it up? Omakra, Lamoshka. Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to put ketchup on your meat in the base of Mikdash. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do that. I don't know. So it's Lamoshka. So Lamoshka means, right, means for like, for anointing. Yeah, the mean, so which is basically you anoint, is like a, you anoint kings and stuff. It's like a kingly thing. So it's supposed to be eaten in like a kingly fashion. Yeah, l'gedula, for in a sake of gedula, for great people. Kederach shem alochim oichlim. You got to eat it in the way that the kings eat it. So I mean, you can eat it in a fancy way, with the frills. Okay, ve'ein asurim el milchametz. The only prohibition is that you can't make it chametz. Dichsev, and the scriptural proof, yeah, lo sa'afeh chametz, chalkom. You cannot bake chametz, their portion. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says Reish Lakish, afilu chalkom, even their portion, lo sa'afeh chametz. Meaning, we know for sure you can't make chametz the mincha bit, the chametz that you put on the mizbeach, that's Hashem's portion, but even the portion of the kohenim, which they're allowed to eat, yeah, you cannot make into chametz. Kol menachos v'chulei, all menachos v'chulei. Okay, so the Mishnah went on to say that it was contrasting minchas, normal minchas, and salt. So he said, all minchas need oil and frankincense, but minchas sota does not need oil and frankincense. Right? So they asked the Gemara, is that true? But kolam menachos tunus shemen, do all of the menachos tunus means require. Do all kolam minchas require shemen and levoina? But Ika, I'll bring you a case where it's not true. Minchas choita, for example, minchas choita. That let's say somebody accidentally ate something, Tomei, and went into the base of Mikdash or something, or so they did a shivuos bitui. The certain thing, I think it's in the end of Vayikra. The certain things you do, right? And if a person doesn't have a lot of money, it's an oil of your aid, and instead of bringing a chatas, he can instead bring some flour because it's cheaper, right? So when you bring that, yeah. The Rachmana, the Torah says, Amar, lo yosim aleha, you should not place upon it shemen, right? You put it in shemen, lo yitain aleha levoina, and you can't put on it levoina. So we see there's another case where you don't have shemen levoina. So what's going on? So that's the Gemara, Hakagama. This is what it's saying, the Mishnah. Kol menachos, generally, tunos, shemen levoina. Right, so these are the things that they need, right? There's basically three requirements. Shemen levoina is one. This is how I grouped it up to make it easier. Yeah, a boy's min chitin, and they come from chitin. That's a factor number two. Yeah, a boy is soyless, and they come soyless, which means it's refined flour. Okay, so that's so generally, a korban mincha has all three things of these. Yeah, now there are exceptions. Now minchas choita, that's the one that we says that says this makes a shuas bitui or something. Yeah, afal pi she'ena tuna shemen levoina. Even though it doesn't need one of the requirements, shemen and levoina, nevertheless, bar min chitin, right? It has the other factors. It comes from chitin, or bar soyless, and it comes from fine flour. And another case, which is an exception, this is what we saw in the Mishnah. And minchas oimer, afal pi shehi bar min soyrim, even though it comes from soyrin, comes from barley, yeah? Nevertheless, it's tuna shemen, a levoina. It needs shemen and levoina, uba geres, and it comes geres. Okay, I thought this basically everything else needs like two factors, but Rashi doesn't say that, which bothered me, but also bothered Shash. But basically, what's that? Geres means it's finely sieved a lot. But basically, you're right. You miss. Okay, so basically, you've got the three factors required, and these other Korbanos, you've got other minchas which are missing one factor, yeah? Vazu, now here's mincha sota, eina tuna, right? Mincha sota, lo shemen velo levona, it doesn't have that, yeah? Ubar min sotirim, it comes from sotirim, from barley, it's not wheat, yeah? Umbar kebach, and it also comes with kebach, I mean, it's lacking all of these three things. End of adjusted Mishnah. Okay, Tanya. We've got a braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Shimon. Bedin, it would be logical, right? Who makes sense. Who? Shitehei minchas choyta. That a minchas choyta, which we were just talking about, to una shemen and levoina. You should require him to bring shemen and levoina. Why? Shelo yehei choyta. So the sinner should not be niskar. Right? He shouldn't basically get a bargain. He sinned, so he can get a cheaper korban. Yeah? Adrab, we should make it expensive. We make it bring extra shemen. Right? Levoina. But, so, omit neymar eina to una. Why does it not require? Right? Shelo yehei korbanoi muhuda. So it shouldn't be that his korban, his sacrifice, is muhuda. We don't want him to feel like, you know, look at my mincha, you know, sinner, or whatever. So that's why we don't do it. Bedin hu, and it's also, it makes sense, shetei chatas chelev. So chatas chelev, right, means a chatas. Let's say someone was mechalel Shabbos b'shoh geig, he has to bring a korban chatas. Why is it called chatas chelev? Rashi explains it's called chatas chelev because this korban is said in conjunction with the prohibition of chelev. So this means that this is a standard chatas. When you write, right, when you learn Shilva Shabbos, when you write, it's chayv chatas. Right, chayv chatas means this is the chatas chelev. So that should, right, it should be tu'una nesochim. So nesochim is like when we do one where we just did a musaf and stuff, right? You bring a korban and also you bring the nesochim. For example, you bring a sheep, a korban oila, right, and you bring Isaron, right, an Isaron of flour and a ribi sahin of yayin, right? So nesochim is the flour and the wine that come with like an oila or something like that. So a korban chatas does not get that. You don't bring flour and wine with it, right? And but you should do shelo yei choyte nischa. You would think you would be, right? You shouldn't benefit from sinning and get a bargain cheaper korban. So you really should make it break with the flour and the wine. So mitne ma ena tuuna. Why does it not need shelo yehei korban muhuda? Right. So his korban shouldn't be muhuda. Aval chatasoy shel matzora. The chatas of a matzora. Yeah. Va'ashemoy tunim. We know we'll stop at this point because this is a bit of another kind of principle.